I think if Cleveland takes me number one, it'd be a great opportunity, first of all. And that goes for anyone taking me in any position, honestly. It's always been a dream of mine to play in the NFL. And I think, you know, turning a franchise around is obviously a hard thing to do. And, you know, but I'm always accepting of a challenge. And I think it'd be an amazing thing to do. And it's just, you know, it's another opportunity to show, you know, why I'm a good quarterback and why I think I'm a good quarterback. So, you know, I think, first of all, I think I really want to just prove to people that I'm capable of leading a franchise, but it doesn't necessarily have to be the number one team to select me. It can be any team. It's throughout the interview process, I'm just going to continue to be myself. And if a team happens to fall in love with me and they take me at number one, or they take me wherever in the draft, I'd be happy to go anywhere. What was that? I'm sorry. Yeah, I mean, anything, you know, if an organization wants to draft me, it's their choice of what they do with me when I get there. So I would just be happy and make the most of any opportunity. Yeah, it's awesome competing with Josh. We've become really good friends over the past couple months. And also Kyle Allen, who's also there training with us, has been amazing as well. So, yeah, it's been really fun, and me and Josh have really enjoyed, you know, coming closer.
How would you say you guys
compare? I'm not sure. You know, I think that's up for you guys to decide, but me and Josh, we get along really well, and, you know, it's good to be able to compete against each other. But also hang out with each other and just get to know one another. Yeah, I think in regards to turning the ball over, it's the number one priority of a quarterback is to protect the football. And I'm aware of that, and I'm aware how much I turn the ball over and that it's not okay. I've been addressing it this offseason, and I've been working on, you know, keeping two hands in the pocket at all times. The only time I let go of the ball is to throw it, and that's something that I've really been working on, and also just, you know, keeping it tight whenever I tuck it and run.
What's it like going through the combine process with Josh?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's awesome. Going through this process with Josh, and then also a few years back being at Elite 11 together, we've kind of just followed each other, and it's awesome to be able to be with him. He's a great guy and a great friend. Because, you know, I felt like it was just the best decision. Felt like it was the best decision for me. And, you know, I'm going to throw him at Pro Day. And I think that's a good opportunity for teams to be able to look at how I can spin it. And I'm going to be throwing to guys who I played with. So I think just given all the information that I had, I thought that was the best decision. No medical issues. I'm sorry. Yeah, for us, I mean, he's working on a lot of stuff mechanically. For me, it's being able to bring my hip through. If you look on tape, I like to throw in some situations with all arm, which isn't ideal in, you know, the certain situations that I'm put in. Being able to, you know, needing to drive the ball or being able to, you know, push it down the field. And then obviously he's working on us on the board, being able to just get smarter at football. And he's really helping in that regard.